Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Any ball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Beginning of the Splash is going to sound like a promo for 30 for 30. What if I told you Devin Booker would be saddled with foul trouble and make only 4 of 16 shots, that Chris Paul would score 5 points, and Mikal Bridges would not score for the second game in a week against the defending Eastern Conference champions, who had won 6 of 7 games heading into Tuesday night? Then what if I told you somehow the Suns would win that game by 20 points? Well, that's what happened last night in downtown Phoenix. DeAndre Ayton, the bench, and a stellar defensive effort propelled the Suns to a 106-86 win over the Miami Heat. Ayton scored 19 points, grabbed 13 rebounds. The bench exploded for 65 points, and the defense held Miami to 52 points and under 32% shooting after the first quarter to seal their ninth straight home win. Suns continue their homestand tomorrow night against the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah.
That was a different, completely different type of basketball than we saw the night before against the Houston Rockets, and the Suns look to be pretty comfortable playing both styles.
The bench has been a little up and down this season, but I think this was confirmation of how good they can be in times. And last night clearly was a case where they needed it. And yeah, and so on they march.
And we will be joined in the 1 o'clock hour today by a key member of that bench. Javon Carter is scheduled to join the program today on the rare off day this week for the Suns. They got to Sacramento tomorrow. Things were looking good for the D-backs yesterday. Zach Gallen returned from injury to make his 2021 debut. Diamondbacks led Oakland after 3 innings, but then the bullpen happened. The A's reeled off 7 straight runs, highlighted by Jed Lowry's 3-run homer in the 7th inning off of Kevin Ginkle, and they leave town with a 7-5 win and a 2-game sweep over the D-backs. Gallen did pitch well. He gave up just 1 run on 3 hits while striking out 8 and 4 innings in his first action of the year. Diamondbacks, though, now 4-8 and embarking on a long road trip that starts tomorrow in Washington against the Nationals. 2 base runners after the 3rd inning for the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I know. This is, so, again, it's kind of the regression that I think we're going to see all season long from this baseball team. You might get a game that goes, oh, cool, or 2 in a row. It's, yeah, this is going to be a long year. But the Zach Gallen outing yesterday was very encouraging.
Yeah.
His stuff was very crisp. He got out of the first and third jam in the first inning very easily. He looked like we all hoped he would.
You're talking about the hair. He looked like we all hoped he would.
Well, you hoped he would look that way. To take attention up. Well, you don't want anybody taking attention away from your hair. Are you jealous of Zach Gallen's locks?
I'm a little bit jealous.
That's what you're jealous of.
Yeah, he wears it a little better than you. Maybe it's, like I said, it's the sideburns are, I think, what's making your hair really obnoxious now.
But I don't think that's it.
It's horrible. It's the person underneath the hair making them obnoxious.
Is that what it is?
Coyotes on their 9-game road trip today with a matinee against the Minnesota Wild. The Yotes are 3-5 so far on the trip, which began all the way back on March 31st. Today's game gets underway in just a little bit, 11 o'clock, you can catch it on Bally Sports Arizona. 2-week road trip for the Coyotes, finally coming to an end today.
Yeah, that's rough. It seems to me like this has been a recurring thing for the Coyotes over the life of their existence. It seems like every year they get a road trip that is just patently unfair. Feels that way.
Yeah, I don't know without examining the schedules of the other NHL teams. I think this year probably a little bit more common in terms of length of road trip, but yeah, this was a long one. And maybe with a win today, they can come back close to 500 on it. The WNBA announced its season schedule for their 25th anniversary season yesterday. The Mercury will open up on the road Friday, May 14th in Minnesota, then continue on a 3-game trip to Connecticut and Washington, D.C., before returning home to Phoenix to host the Connecticut Sun in their home opener on May 21st. The regular season will end September 19th after an Olympic break. That'll be at home against the Las Vegas Aces. If you want to see the entire 2021 Mercury schedule, you can see it at arizonasports.com. We didn't mention this last week, and a real quick note on the Mercury. The WNBA, tip of the cap to you. They unveiled 3 new versions of uniforms for every team in the league for their 25th anniversary. And they are all really cool.
Yeah.
I think they did a great job with it.
Props to the WNBA for a 25-year anniversary. It's been quite a battle for legitimacy in its early stages. A lot of Pig-headed male sports fans used to love to make fun of the WNBA, and they have come a long way.
Details of James Conner's contract with the Cardinals revealed. 1 year, fully guaranteed, $1.25 million, included a $500 signing bonus. James Conner, we'll hear a little bit more from him as he joined Doug and Wolf this morning. Elsewhere in the NFL, assault charges have been officially filed against Rams defensive tackle Aaron Donald. Per a report from KDKA in Pittsburgh, a man by the name of DeVincent Spriggs made his criminal complaint earlier today. He contends that Donald began punching Spriggs after he accidentally bumped into Donald early Sunday morning. Spriggs says he suffered a concussion and a broken arm, and there's pictures of it, too. He's got 16 stitches near his eye, so not good news for Aaron Donald. And the Cleveland Browns are signing free agent defensive end Jadeveon Clowney. One-year deal could be worth up to $10 million. Not bad for a guy who hasn't had a sack since before the pandemic was a thing.
Now, in defense of Aaron Donald, we haven't heard his side of the story. This might have been a consensual fight, if you will.
Consensual fight.
And it brings up, he's about the least guy you want to accidentally bump into.
You ain't kidding. I brought it up in our show prep meeting. If you were just minding your own, let's say DeVincent Spriggs was minding his own business.
Purely minding his own business.
Can you think of an athlete you'd less like to have come attack you?
Offhand, no, I can't.
He'd be in the top 1%.
Yes, he would be.
Just a giant ball of muscle.
Oh, man.
No thanks.
No thanks.
There you go. There's your Splash Wednesday, April 14th.